Good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we, your children, come this morning approaching your mighty throne of grace. We come with heads bowed and humble hearts, knowing, dear Father, that you are always and still on the throne. We come, dear Father, because this world has drifted into sadness and sickness. And we know that only through constant praying can your children right this world. For you see, we have understood what you told us, that if we pray without ceasing and continue to bring our problems to you, you'll ask the Father on our behalf, and whatever we want, it will come to pass. So we're coming to you this day, dear Father, asking you to look down upon us, your children. Bless us and keep us and help us do all things that are well-pleasing in your sight. We're also praying, dear Father, that we, your children, we'll extend this gospel to this dying and perishing generation. We will carry your word to the whole world. All of those who dislike us, all of those who have set against us, and all of those who don't care for us, we're praying, dear Father, we will continue to let our light so shine that the world may see it and come asking, what must I do to be saved? We're also praying, dear Father, as we go through this world, that we will humble ourselves. Humble ourselves as the children of God. Humble ourselves as the property of God, so the world can see us and know what we stand for. And once they see us, let them decide to pattern after us by humbling themselves and come forth with a spirit of repentance, asking God, what must they do to be saved? We're also praying to Father as we travel through this land and country, that we, your children, will lock arms with other Christians and become a mighty marching force and a mighty marching army going to heaven. The kind of army that will never know defeat or retreat, but the kind of army that always marches toward heaven. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who stand and declare your word. We're asking that you will give them longevity of life and help them make full proof of their ministry. Help them continue to declare your word. Help them to understand what they must do to make heaven their home. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of our sick and our shut in. We know, dear Father, that sickness raids our ranks, and it always strikes down some of our children. But we're asking that through the power of persistent prayer, we can pray those children back to the fold before it's everlasting too late. We're also asking, dear Father, that you will help us stand firm on the word of God so we can make our calling and election sure, so we can become fit subjects for the cause of Christ. And once we do these things, help us always to be willing to march wherever we have to carry the word of God to whoever we have to. And once we've done these things, we pray that you will look down upon us and say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I will make you rule over many. And this will be enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen.
As we remember Jesus' life, his death and burial, and his glorious resurrection, we'll sing Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages, dwell for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the land from my winter's fiery flow be unstained by double pure, cleansing from its guilt and bound. Not the
come to thee for rest. As we prepare ourselves to take the Lord's Supper, I'd like to read chapter 35.